Some entrepreneurs see profits in renewable energy and energy-efficient products, but early-stage companies often need money to keep innovating. An annual competition held in Milwaukee Tuesday gave 7 firms a chance to show off what they do and meet more potential investors. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
The Midwest Energy Research Consortium, or MWRC, is a collaboration of several Wisconsin universities and companies. It aims to make the Midwest the leader in energy and the controls needed to use the power more efficiently. Part of MWRC's mission is talent development through its Workbench Labs Accelerator program that offers young energy firms advice and lab and testing space. There's also an annual competition called Demo Day. 7 entrepreneurs gave presentations at MWRC's offices on North 27th Street last night. Joe Bonniewell, the firm Clockworks, touted his company's software that he says can help businesses optimize energy efficiency.
An example of a pattern that our system might find would be how much energy a site's heating and cooling system would use to keep the indoor temperature of the building at a certain level, given a particular outdoor temperature.
Ashray Manure of Electrify Technologies promoted his company's small-scale microgrids. Microgrids are electricity networks that serve just a few users and are often powered by renewable energy.
In the event of an extended blackout, families should be able to produce their own energy.
Killian Tobin says his firm, Omega Grid, has software that will help citizens and businesses use less electricity when prices are high and more when prices are low.
Our system that we're working will work for anything from a campus all the way down to a smart switch.
A smart switch is a light switch, but with added features that help automate a home. Elad Wallach of the company Steam Energy Labs has created a thermostat for electric residential water heaters. He says that could reduce electricity use from power plants.
Your water heater can help get rid of fossil sources by simply heating water in a bit smarter way.
But all 4 of those firms came up short of prizes in the MWRC competition. 3rd place went to Accelerate Wind. Founder Erica Boeing says her company is developing affordable wind turbines for commercial building rooftops.
We've found that wind has the potential to add 30% additional energy generation on top of the solar capacity when installed alongside solar.
The 2nd place finisher was Mesodyne. CEO Veronica Stelmach says they're making hand-sized generators that can give more power to items like drones.
Everything is changing thanks to drones, but drones are limited in their flight time.
A panel of judges gave 1st place to the Milwaukee firm AgriCycle, formerly called Blue Mangoes. The company's Claire Friona says they make a dehydrator that reduces food waste.
Our dehydrators are special because they work entirely off the sun. There's no electricity involved.
All the companies showcased at MWRC have something in common. They're seeking more investors. But MWRC CEO Alan Perlstein says almost all of the firms taking part in the 5 years of Workbench Labs are still open.
Win, lose, or draw, leveraging multiple early stage startups is one way to rapidly jumpstart and leverage science and technology for economic development.
Perlstein says some of these companies may be game changers. That's in a world many scientists say needs to become greener or face more challenges of climate change. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.